You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as the newsmaker of the day, Sarah Wiebe. She is with the Angels Camp Farmers Market, which opens this evening. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Sarah, so I've got to ask you, how difficult has it been just to get started this year?
Well, it's been a bit of a chaotic and very fluid planning situation this year, but we are happy to see things have moved forward.
All right. So it opens tonight starting at 5 o'clock and runs through dusk. I guess the very first real question needs to be, what is going to be different at the Angels Camp Farmers Market this year?
Of course, we are promoting a very healthy and safe marketplace that encourages and enforces social distancing measures.
Where is the location?
The location is at the Calaveras Visitors Bureau in historic downtown Angels Camp.
What type of vendors are going to be there this evening?
We have a lovely array of local farmers and produce vendors. We have cheeses, local olive oils, pickled and fermented foods, jams, and local honey, as well as a number of craft vendors, coffee, baked goods, breads, and other sweets and local treats.
Sarah, is this a certified farmer's market?
This is a certified farmer's market, 15th year.
And what does that mean for people who have no idea what the word certified means?
That means that we are certified through the local Calaveras County Agriculture Department, as well as the California Department of Food and Agriculture, recognized as a certified and professional produce marketplace that ensures safe foods. The vendors are also required to be certified producers through the county and state.
Are pets allowed?
Pets are not allowed within the vicinity of the certified produce section. That is a state law.
Are you still looking for vendors?
At this time, we are at maximum capacity with our vendors, but I am happy to allow reach out from vendors, and I would love to fit them in and put them on a wait list as room is available.
Is there anything the general public needs to know tonight? Do they have to wear face masks, for example?
They do not have to wear face masks. Our current county protocols recommend face masks, but do not require.
All right. Is there a telephone number for more information?
You may reach me, Sarah, at 209-822-8707.
And where do we find the Angels Camp Farmers Market on the web?
You can find the Angels Camp Farmers Market guidelines and information at angelscampbusiness.com.
This is going to run every Friday evening through the end of September. For the time being, there will be no live music.
We have had approval to have live music. However, the Angels Camp Business Association is not in a position to support the funding of local live musicians. So we are reaching out to local musicians and sponsors that are interested in contributing towards live music.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up the interview?
I would love to add that I'm very proud of the Angels Camp Business Association, local law enforcement, and leadership through the City of Angels Camp, and our dedicated vendors that are there every week and plan on being there every week to provide our communities with the most fresh and healthy goods available.
5 o'clock through dusk this evening, we've been speaking with Sarah Wiebe, who's managing this year. Sarah, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Hope to see you there.